there are times when you'll feel lonely and defeated, and throughout some trials you'll only be mistreated. These assaults mean to deceive, but before you take your leave, I would like to share with you what I believe. See, I've been there too, and it's dehumanizing. If you feel you're trapped, it can be paralyzing. It may shake us to the core, but throughout this courtroom war, I remember the ideals I'm fighting for. I fight for truth. I fight for justice. I fight for everyone to have a fair chance. And when faced with tribulation, I think of my own inspiration. He taught me to always hold my stance. I fight for men. I fight for women. I fight for anyone who aims to do what's right. So I chose this occupation, a dedication to salvation for society. I fight. There are people in this world who'll try to break you, framing others for their vices just to shake you, planting evidence and lies so that crimes will be disguised. They will mask the truth, and that's when we'll arise. Some opponents are dishonest, they'll do anything to win, and that's when the true challenges begin. Just believe in your client and the truth will be explored. And don't forget just what you're fighting for. We fight for peace. We fight for order. We fight with evidence, intelligence, and trust. And we entered this vocation to prevent misinformation, to aim for a verdict fair and just. We fight for all. We fight with honor. So stand wholeheartedly and keep your goals in sight. And in times of desperation, defend with raw determination. Standing tall behind our station, we'll unite, seeking justice for all.